It's News Buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Earlier this week, President Obama announced some modest new restrictions on gun sales across the country. The centerpiece of his executive actions was the issuing of a guidance document on which gun sales require a federal firearms license. So, brings to mind the question, how will these new actions change gun laws in Iowa, if at all? Ross Loader is with us. He's Bureau Chief responsible for the weapons permit section at the Iowa Department of Safety. Ross, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Ben.
So what can you tell us about the president's new actions, about what they will change or have already changed?
Well, some of the president's proposals have really very little impact in Iowa. There is one proposal to address the creation of fairly complicated legal instruments, specifically trusts, that people are using in some states to more easily acquire and trade fully automatic firearms, short-barreled rifles, short-barreled shotguns, and silencers. Those items are generally prohibited for a private citizen to possess in Iowa. So that change, while it's interesting to many, is not one that we would expect to have any significant impact in Iowa. Perhaps the one of the other features that the president has announced is a proposal really calling and asking states to take steps to improve the completeness, accuracy, and thoroughness of criminal history and mental health records. Iowa is already a leader of the pack when it comes to the thoroughness and completeness of our records. We actually were recently visited by the FBI, which was hoping to visit some of the best performing states to help develop best practice recommendations that could be made available to those jurisdictions that don't perform as well when it comes to thorough and complete records and availability for background check purposes. We also have a very significant undertaking that's been completed to provide certain mental health-related firearm prohibitions to the background check system. Mm-hmm. So some of those efforts to enhance our capabilities in the background check realm are items where I was already a leader of the pack.
Mm-hmm. What about the types of firearms sold in this country? Are there restrictions on certain weapons and ammunition?
Well, there certainly are. At the federal level, there are really two primary regulatory and statutory provisions that govern the trade and possession of firearms. One is the National Firearms Act of 1934, which deals with what we in Iowa call offensive weapons. That's machine guns, silencers, short-barreled rifles, and things of that sort. And then separately, you have the Gun Control Act of 1968 and subsequent amendments, including the Brady Act amendments. And that, generally speaking, provides a regulatory framework for the licensing of dealers, and it establishes prohibitions that make certain people ineligible to possess a firearm. In Iowa, we have laws addressing both topics, both the offensive weapons, such as fully automatic firearms, which are generally prohibited, and we have other laws that specify who, under state law, is eligible to possess a firearm.
Mm-hmm. We hear that these actions were aimed also at closing these loopholes, these gun show loopholes. Do they exist in Iowa?
Well, the gun show loophole terminology is really shorthand for describing a fairly complicated situation. And that situation is one in which, under federal law, a dealer is required to be licensed, and a licensed dealer must have a background check performed for each transfer of a firearm. Under federal law, a private party transfer is not subject to the background check requirement, and if a person were to sell a firearm to their neighbor, not only are they not required to have a background check performed, but they cannot access the National Instant Criminal Background Check System, even if they desired to do so. Those are the two ends of the spectrum, a licensed dealer performing checks and a private party selling a gun to a neighbor. The discussion about the gun show loophole is really getting at the issue of the gray area in between the private party and the licensed dealer. At what point does somebody sell frequently enough or sell enough guns that they are no longer just a casual private party selling perhaps to a neighbor, and really entering the realm of engaging in the business of buying and selling firearms. The proposals, as we understand them, though details are yet to be released, would provide greater clarity and perhaps make more people subject to federal licensure. But again, those are all federal actions, and they don't directly impact or interact with Iowa law.
Okay, and finally, Ross Loader, as a person at the Iowa Department of Safety responsible for the weapons permit section, has the president's announcement here set off inquiries at your office? Do you have more business because of what the president has been saying?
We're experiencing extremely high volume of inquiries from the public and from the sheriff's offices with which we work, although it's very difficult to discern how much of that significant increase is due to the discussion about gun control legislation and how much is associated with the five-year weapons permit renewal cycle that is currently upon us. Iowa had major changes in weapons law January 1st, 2011. We went to a five-year carry permit. The first 100,000 people issued permits in 2011 are now coming due for renewal in 2016. So we were already expecting very high volume and have, in fact, been experiencing that high volume.
Okay, Ross Loader of the Iowa Department of Safety Bureau Chief, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ben.